FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. Today we're going to step back in time and do a little reminiscing, have some fun about local history. Floyd Leonard is with us this morning. Floyd, good morning to you.
Good morning to Bart. Glad to be here.
Good to have you with us today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Floyd is a strong part of the musical history of this entire community. And we're going to be talking about that this morning. And if you would like to join us with some memories, the number to call is 893-1450. Floyd, did you start playing as a child? Can you remember when you didn't play some musical instrument?
Well, I started when I was 9 years old. I just got thrown into the mix, you might say. My family was trying to get a band together. They'd rehearse out on the front porch, out on Central Valley Road, inside and outside. And they were needing a bass fiddle player. And someone brought an old bass out there. It was a big one. And I couldn't even reach the neck of the bass. I was so little. So they let me stand on a soft drink case, which probably was a knee-high case. And wound up getting the nickname from Pee Wee Brown. He named me Knee-High. And it kind of stuck. You know, it's been with me ever since. People around Murfreesboro still call me Knee-High, so I'll answer to that or anything.
You can go to our website and look at some of the memory pages that we have listed there, and you'll find Floyd on many of the pictures, and it does have a little note by it that this is Knee-High. So that's how the story got to Pee Wee Brown.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
And a lot of people know him as Jerry Brown.
That's correct.
Jerry did this, the show that was right before us, Swap and Shop, for mm-hmm. many, many years. In fact, I think Jerry was on the radio for 38 years or so.
I knew it had been a long time. I didn't know how long it was. But
he's the one who said, you ought to call him Knee-High.
Yeah.
Now, Jerry played guitar with the group, is that
played
right?
Played guitar and sang.
And you were, what was the first group known as? Did you have a name that you went by back then?
Or? Well, it was Carl Tipton and the Mixed State Playboys, which later evolved to Mid-State Playboys and Girls.
Okay, so even in those early days, I knew you had gone in with Carl later on, but mm-hmm. from the beginning you were with Carl.
Yes.
Did you grow up together?
Practically. I was 9 years old, and my brother, I think, was 18.
That's a big difference there.
Yes, it is. Well, he wasn't hardly 18. He was 16, I guess, when we started. But we played together till I was a sophomore in high school, actually. I played with Carl, and the band went through several changes, all kinds of changes due to my sisters raising a family and so forth and so on, you know. It changed from time to time, different musicians, but I played with him a good while.
That was different back then, wasn't it? I mean,
there
were a lot of live dances and live this and that, and live bands were quite popular.
Yes, Carl would play. He had sponsors galore, you know, on WGNS when he was a DJ and when we played on the station also. And we would broadcast remote from any sponsor he had, just about, like home furniture store, service stations, you know, and markets, wherever.
I remember those days, and I remember Carl setting up those remotes at different places. And I thought, this guy has an unlimited amount of energy and strength as well, because doing a remote back in the 60s and 70s was different from what it is today. There was no lightweight equipment back then. Everything was big and everything was heavy, and it took a long time to set it up. And yet he would have a remote not just once in a while, every day. And you'd hear it here on WGNS. Like you say, one day it'd be at the gas station. Next day it'd be somewhere else.
Yes.
And in addition to that, I guess Carl sold all of those. Was he the one that sold it too?
I suppose he was. But
it didn't just happen.
Back then, he didn't have the facilities we have today. And I'm sure it was backbreaking work.
He never seemed to tire. Or if he did, he didn't say anything.
That's right.
And he went on to TV and fame all over the entire region. And you were there with him throughout that time. As you look back at those years, what do you carry with you as, hey, I'm really glad I did this because what?
Well, the first time I got with the band, I wasn't that fond of it, you know. Mm-hmm. I was still a kid wanting to be a little boy, you know. Play outside, to do whatever, but the more I got involved in it, the more interested I became, you know. And I appreciate Carl giving me the opportunity to get started. And I think I had music in me all along. It just took somebody getting it out, you know. And that opportunity was given to me by Carl Tipton.
Later on, after being here on WGNS, you went to WLAC early in the morning.
Oh, yes.
50,000 watts. And of course, back then, WLA, of course, it does now, too, but there's more interference on the band. But they would cover this whole side of the United States, on down into the Caribbean, up into Canada. Yes. And so that was a real opportunity for you.
We got mail, actually, from the islands off of the Caribbean at times, and mail from everywhere, because people listened to AM stations a lot back then, in those days.
And there was an announcer who was the host of your show who originally was from Woodbury. What was his name?
The announcer?
Uh-huh. The host of the show on WLAC.
I can't remember the announcer's name.
I can't either. Now, maybe somebody listening can remember that.
I've got some names written down here of the ones that I remember. John R. Richburg.
Well, of course, John R., of course, yeah. But that wouldn't be the one. He was on overnight playing rhythm and blues.
There was Gene Nobles.
Same with him, yeah.
Hoss Allen.
Hoss was a Vanderbilt graduate. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
That accent and everything he had was all put on.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. Herman Grizzard.
Herman, fantastic guy. Yeah, I used to work at WLAC and got to know these guys.
Yeah.
Herman Grizzard, I was on in the mornings, 6 until noon. Shifts were longer back then. Herman was on overnight, and I would get to see him and talk with him. Mm-hmm. And he became sort of a mentor. He was the first one to do A Man on the Street.
Oh.
And just a tremendous, vibrant person, just full of information and helped me an awful lot. Those aren't the ones, though. You haven't hit the guy, and I don't recall his name. Maybe somebody knows. Who was on WLAC, who originally was from Woodbury, and had a tremendous background in the music business? His name just slips my mind. 893-1450, if you can remember that. We would appreciate your help on that. 893-1450. I'm doing a little search right now trying to find that. Had a very popular show in the morning hours, and I think that was the one you were on.
Are you thinking about Big Jeff?
Jeff? No, I don't know.
Big Jeff Bess.
No, not him. Let's go to the lines and see if we can have some help from some friends. This is our lifeline.
Okay.
How are you today?
Hello?
Hi, good morning.
I didn't know I was going to talk on the radio. This is Sophie.
Hi, Sophie.
I was wondering if you were thinking about Bob Jennings.
That's it, Bob Jennings.
He was from Auburntown, too.
Auburntown, okay. Well, I should have said Cannon County.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sophie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's a familiar name to you, right?
Yeah,
that's Woodbury, your sister.
It threw me, yeah, that was. The Woodbury threw me off. If you'd have said Auburntown, I would have known.
Well, I should have said Cannon County.
That's then. Okay.
Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. Good morning. Hi there. Okay. I guess they decided to hang up. Maybe they heard Sophie call in and say Bob Jennings.
Probably yeah. did, yeah.
So how that was a real opportunity for you. So with him being from Auburntown, from Cannon mm-hmm. County, your paths, I guess, had crossed earlier.
Oh, sure. We played shows with Bob Jennings at different times.
Mm-hmm. How was it different back then from say, today?
The biggest thing I can remember is the traffic problem. We didn't have any problem at all getting back and forth to Nashville in 1947, 48, and 49. And if you remember the building, was it the Third National Bank building in Nashville on the 12th floor where WLAC was?
Yeah, it was. Now, that was before my time, but I've heard some stories about that. When I was with them, they were over in the Life and Casualty across the street.
Well, the revolving doors in that building is what I remember trying to get a bass fiddle in those revolving doors and get it mm-hmm. turned around. And so we had to go up on the elevator after that. So a bass fiddle was hard to maneuver for a 9-year-old or 10-year-old. And I had to have help, of course. But
that's a pretty big instrument for anybody to maneuver.
I don't know why I was elected the smallest guy in the band to play the largest instrument. I hadn't figured that out yet.
You were just lucky. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Floyd Knee-High Leonard. How are you today?
I wonder who it is. Oh, boy. Didn't you have a good guest for today?
Have you played together ever? Have your paths
you
crossed?
You know, as close as we are, I don't think so. But let me tell you, you're talking about a good person. You got one with you today. I'm going to tell everybody who might know me from playing a little bit of guitar. Whenever you hear me playing and it sounds like I'm really in tune, Mr. Leonard tuned it. I would get brand new guitars and take them to him and let him set it up. And there's so much I can say about this gentleman. I want him to know I appreciate everything you've done for me. And, Bart, like I said, I can't say it. You got a good – he's just good people. You know, nowadays, you know, good people are hard to come by.
Oh, absolutely.
And I mean, you know, and I wish you could get a chance, anyone one listening, he cut a CD. And let me tell you, my pastor and I, and he grew up with my pastor, Reverend J.W. Rankin, they were all friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he redone Rainy Night in Georgia, Brother Bart. And I listened to that thing all the way to Nashville. I put the CD player on one track. Anyone listen, you got to hear that, Bart. I wish he'd have brought some music with him. He done a great job on it. And he's been blessed with all of his kids are great musicians. All of them, they had their own band. And we went to see them one night at Main Street. I never forget this. We couldn't get in. So they eased me in, but I mean, we talking about, I ain't gonna tell how many people's in that place. And I'm just kind of scared of crowds, but I eased up there pretty close to the stage and waved at them. But I mean, phenomenal guitar players, musicians, you all, and I mean, just good people, Bart. This is a great show. I really appreciate this one. I'm trying to record it for it. But I wish you would play just a little bit of that Rainy Night in Georgia.
You think that's good? Thank you, Casey. You
yes,
take
sir.
Care of yourself.
Yeah, have a good
okay,
one.
You too. Bye-bye. Floyd Leonard is our guest this morning. Let's hear just a little of this Rainy Night in Georgia.
Hovering by my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. Heavy rain's falling, seems I hear your voice calling, it's all right. A rainy night in Georgia, rainy night in Georgia. I believe it's raining all over the world. Looks like it's raining all over the world. Leon signs flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. The distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. It's a rainy night in Georgia, a rainy night in Georgia. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Looks like it's raining all over the world. How many times I wonder, it still comes out the same. No matter how you look at it or think of it, that's life, and you just got to play the game. Place in a boxcar, I take out my guitar and pass some time. Late at night it's hard to rest, I hold your picture to my chest and I feel fine. It's a rainy night in Georgia, a rainy night in Georgia. Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world. Looks like it's raining all over the world. Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world.
And Casey was right. That was fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, I was thinking back. Somebody had commented a good while back to me. We were talking about music, and they were talking about Frank Sinatra. And they said, you know, Sinatra had this ability to give inflection to phrases and things of that sort when he was singing. His inflections would be totally different from anybody else. And they said, nobody can do that like Sinatra, but I think you did. I have never heard Rainy Night in Georgia sung quite that way, with as much feeling. And it gave a whole new feeling. It was instead of a down song, it was more positive. I mean, it's you work with the cards that are dealt you, and you accept life.
When I'm singing, I don't claim to be a good singer, or I never was a featured singer in any band I was in, but I try to put accent on the words and the lines to bring out the feeling, and it comes from the heart.
Well, you could tell that, and that's something you can't learn. You either have it or you don't.
Exactly.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Floyd Knee-High Leonard. How are you today?
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning. How are you today?
We used to listen to Pee Wee and Al Murphy Saturday, and you know, when they come home, I live in Auburn Town.
Yes, sir.
And Bob grew up over there, and you didn't mention that later he went to WLAC to do a morning show. Do you remember that?
Knee-High was just talking about being on there, driving to Nashville for it.
Early. That's when everybody had a radio at the dairy barn.
Okay. Did the cows do better after hearing the morning show?
Yeah. Well, everybody moved the radio. You know, there's a lot of dairy barns in Rutherford County and surrounding counties. And everybody had a radio at the barn.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully they still do.
I was really raised up with it.
What do you remember most about Nehi's music and some of the things that came out of that radio? Anything that, did anything impact your life from his works?
Well, we couldn't wait to come on. I like Pee Wee.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't wait to come on every Saturday.
Yeah.
So we tune in for all of them.
Right. Those are some fun days.
What I remember most about Bob, he liked to bird hunt.
Bob did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a lot of bird dogs.
Oh, okay.
And on WLAC, he before he went off in the air every morning, he'd tell get the bird dogs ready. He'd be at the Auburntown.
Get them ready for me. I'm heading home. Oh, boy.
I appreciate the show, and thanks for letting me call you.
Well, you have a good day. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Let's take another call. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Floyd Nehi Leonard.
Is that me?
That is you. Good morning.
Floyd.
Yes?
This is Florine. You remember me?
Florine?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I do.
Boy, I've known Floyd ever since he was just small. I'm 80 years old right now, Floyd. But I'm still going.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, you used to be my baby sister's girlfriend, a boyfriend.
Well, who might that be?
Pee Wee.
Oh, is your Pee Wee's
sister?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, now I know who you're talking about. I remember.
I'm Florine. You know who.
Yeah.
We worked together.
Yes, at Benson Cleaners years ago.
Yeah, we worked together at Benson Cleaners years and years ago. Floyd is really a fine man.
Yeah. Now, are you Pee Wee's sister?
Yes, I am.
Will you give him our best? Tell him we think about him often.
No, I'm Pee Wee. The Pee Wee I'm talking about was my sister.
Oh, okay. We're talking about a different Pee Wee.
Yeah, I'm talking about a different Pee Wee. They call the Pee Wee all the time.
Oh, okay. I didn't know we had more than one. Okay.
Yeah. Pee Wee's gone on.
I'm sorry.
She's been gone on for, she was my baby sister, but she's gone on to her reward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 80 years old, and me and Floyd, we worked together, and he was a great, and we used to listen to that show so much when he was just knee high.
I'm still knee high.
It fit and still does.
So, Floyd, we do remember those old times, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we had, but there was hard times and there was good times.
Yes.
And so you're doing all right, I guess, now. And,
yes, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, and you've got several children, too, haven't you?
I have 5 children and 14 grandchildren.
Wow.
Ooh-wee.
And a couple of great-grandchildren also.
Fortunate.
Oh, you're getting up in years, too, now.
Well,
yeah, Pee Wee's been gone on for several years, but is Joyce still living, your wife?
Yes, she's got health problems, but we're still together.
Okay, well, I just wondered about. I said I've got to call in because that's Floyd. That's Nehi, and I got to call in about to him and tell him I'm still here.
Well, I'm glad you are, Florine, and good to hear from you.
Okay, it's good to hear you.
Thank you.
You take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye.
893-1450. We've got some more folks who want to say good morning to Floyd this morning. And we're going to take those calls in just a moment. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to check on the traffic and weather, do a few more things, and we'll have more on WGNS.
Ford of Murfreesboro presents Go Further with Ford Night on Thursday, November 15th, a free fundraising event that will benefit the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties, engaging consumers in the final random acts of fusion, the all-new 2013 Ford Fusion, that is. While at Ford of Murfreesboro, consumers will have an opportunity to test their judging skills with American Idol and compete to win a unique VIP experience during the show's 12th season. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
For over 130 years, dreams have come true at Bell Jewelers. Come by and let Lisa, Greg, or anyone at Bell Jewelers show you the Belatoire Fun Fashion Color Line. You get a free Belatoire necklace with a purchase of $300 or more now through the end of the year. That's at Bell Jewelers. They really do make dreams come true. 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots. Bell Jewelers.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Roberts Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning once again. We have traffic easing on I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. Traffic easing, Old Fort Parkway at Chapman Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane. Still some congestion on I-24. Folks headed into downtown. I-24 west at Haywood Lane, still clearing that accident. It looks like we have some smoothing there. We also have an accident on the ramp, I-40 west at I-24. Now that junction, very busy. Get a $39 introductory massage to Massage Envy today. Gift cards available for any occasion. Massage Envy Cool Springs, Bellevue, Brentwood, and Green Hills. I'm Randy Bryan with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
We'll see lots of sunshine today as we climb to a high near 50. Tonight, mainly clear. Temperatures fall back to a low near 30. Lots of sunshine on Wednesday, high 54. I'm WGNS, meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now it's 36 degrees.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
Don't throw away old flags. WGNS retires Old Glory with respect. Bring those tattered Bibles here, too. We're more than talk.
But you were there alone. I could tell you needed me. And what would make this moment right? Just the touch of my hands and the warmth of your man is what you need tonight.
That's Floyd Leonard there, and he is our guest this morning, Knee High. If you've listened to WGNS over the years, I know you've heard them, especially back in the early days. 893-1450 is our number. Let's take another call, and then we'll talk a little about the Central High School String Band. That may bring some memories to you. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Knee High.
Good morning. This is Billy Yearwood.
Well, hey, Billy.
Oh, hi, I'm Billy. Just fine, Bart. How are you doing?
Good to hear you.
I just wanted to tell you, you got a fine gentleman there and one of the best musicians in Middle Tennessee you'll ever find. And I counted the privilege to be able to play with him some, and it's a blessing to have him as my friend over 65 years. And so I'll get off of the line now. I know you got a lot of people who want to call in. I'm enjoying the program.
Well, Billy, it is good to talk with you, and you still up at Reedyville on Saturdays?
Yes, I am.
That's always fun up there at the mill.
Yes, I am. So I'm still enjoying playing. So, but anyway, I'll get off, and I'm glad you got Floyd on.
You take care, Billy.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Lots of friends here to reminisce with this morning. You're on WGNS with Knee High. Hello there.
This me?
That is you. Good morning.
Hey, I just want to say I remember back when I was a kid learning how to play guitar up in here. The first time I ever heard Floyd, I was probably a sophomore in high school. And I couldn't believe how clean this guy played guitar, and I asked somebody who it was, and they told me. And I remember the first time I met him, I was just in awe of him, but over the years, I've kind of got a little more comfortable with him, and I play with him sometimes, but he still kind of intimidates me a lot. Just want to call in and say, hey, Floyd, this is Gary Redman.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Well, I'll get off here. Just want to call in. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. And Central High School String Band, tell us a little about that.
Well, when I was a freshman at Central, there was already a group that played from time to time for different functions, and they were made up of George Prim, Freddie Patterson, Clark Gannon, and Reba Messick. And after they found out I was playing bass fiddle, they invited me to play some with them. We played a few things, but our sophomore year is when we really got together with another band, Ray Melton, Billy Henson, Bill Spence and Kenneth Bean and myself. And that eventually became the infamous Central High String Band. We played all kinds of functions on through our senior year.
Boy, those were some fun times there. You also did a lot with the Moose Club, didn't you? And there were some really well-known artists that...
Yes. We backed up Charlie Rich three different times at the Moose. And on one occasion, he offered me and Ray Rice, the piano player, a job. But, of course, I turned it down. I explained to him I had already committed to a family life, and I couldn't take the road life, you know. So, also, we opened... we played with Ivor Joe Hunter, old rhythm and blues artist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, had some big hits. Both of them had big
yes.
hits.
Yes. Charlie Walker from the Opry, we backed him up. And two occasions we alternated sets with Jerry Lee Lewis.
Ooh, wow.
And Sons of the Pioneers were down there one night, and we alternated sets with them. And when we went to Panama City to play full-time in 71, we... open for Conway Twitty at the Civic Auditorium in Panama City.
So some famous groups that you have been associated with.
Oh, yes.
Now, yeah. During when we were playing Rainy Night in Georgia, Floyd, being a proud father, he said, "Those are my sons backing me up on guitar."
Right.
Now, how long have all of you played together as a family?
Well, my sons got their band together in the early 80s, and they played all over Middle Tennessee and had a big following. They played rock and roll, southern rock. Mm-hmm. But they developed into also playing country. They can play country as well as they can play rock and roll. But they're still known as the Leonard Brothers, and they played a lot at Main Street and places like Howdy's and Tux's, which is no longer in town, I guess. But they played all over the place and had a big following everywhere they played.
Now, around these parts in particular, but in the whole music world, everybody, when you think about musical companies, musical instrument companies and things, especially here, you think of Gibson guitar. And I always think of Les Paul. I was a big Les Paul and Mary Ford fan, and they were very creative and unique. You had some encounters with them and with Gibson, too, didn't you?
Oh, yes. I worked for Gibson for 26 years, and I started out on the fingerboard line, filing frets and so forth, and then they found out I was a player, so they moved me up front to final assembly, and I worked in a sound booth for years and then finally into repair. But I saw a lot of artists that came through and met a lot of artists that came through Gibson on a tour, and some of them were Eddie Arnold, Porter Wagoner, Guns N' Roses, the Eagles. I set up guitars for Peter Frampton and Little Jimmy Dickens, just the who's who in country music and rock and roll that came through Gibson that I met and talked to, you know.
Now, did they have the guitars actually made for them? Was there a certain way they wanted their guitar to be? And
some of them did, had signature guitars made to their specifications, and Ace Frehley was one of them. Pardon me. But there were different artists that wanted different things on their guitar, different electronics, everything, and they would make them to their specifications. A lot of them were made by the custom shop down the street, but we made a lot of them at the plant there at on Massman Drive in Nashville.
Well, let's come back to Murfreesboro just a bit. You were around when WGNS signed on the air.
Mm-hmm.
1947.
Yes.
January 1st. But in reality, I guess it was December 31st, the night before, at 10 o'clock in the evening, that the station came on the air to ring in the new year of 1947. And I understand you were a regular on this station back in those early days.
With Carl Tipton's band. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, how was it then? How was Murfreesboro? What would people see here? How was radio? Paint us a picture of what it was like then.
Everything evolved around the square, because that was the whole shopping area. And it was pretty busy, but nothing like it is today. But we didn't have shopping centers and so forth, the malls or anything like that. I would, when we got through with our program, sometimes in the morning or midday, on WGNS, I would go out roaming the stores like Woolworth next door, you know, McClellan's, all the old shops that were around town, and I would buy comic books just like a kid would, you know. And sometimes I would hang around till my mother got off from work. She worked at Aubrey Smith's Cleaners at the time, mm-hmm. and I would ride home with her.
Now, when you said next door, people need to remember WGNS at that time was in the French shop, mm-hmm. which is where the guidance center is now, and Woolworth's is where used to be the Blue Rooster or something.
Yep.
And it changes its name pretty often. I don't know what it's called now, but
I don't either.
Right up on the square, east side of the square. So the city still looks a lot like it did, but it's yeah. changed a lot, too.
Well, the city has updated a lot of the entrances and the one-ways and everything around town and made it look a lot better, but I still liked it the old way, you know, because I knew my way around, you know, knew every story on the square just about, but my memory kind of fails me of all of them, but I used to know every store on that square.
Now, were you ever on WGNS when we actually were broadcasting from the transmitter building down at the tower site? That
yes.
was the first year, I guess it was.
I remember broadcasting down, playing down there and setting up. It's kind of cramped quarters, but we broadcast down there several times. Mm-hmm. Sure did, on South Church.
So that was, you were here in the beginning, so to speak.
Yeah, my sisters played before I did. They had a little band, Jack Tumberlin, whom my sister Louise married. They played on WGNS even before I did. And then Carl Tipton came along, and Pee Wee Brown, we all got together, and Billy Yearwood, and my uncle Alan Davis, he was a member of that group.
Just some great memories.
Yes.
Now, a while back, you wrote a song about your wife.
That's correct.
And thinking back to with these different stars that you played with, and you mentioned some of Charlie Rich, I think it was, asked mm-hmm. you to work for him, and you said no, I'm committed to family life. Did that have anything to do with the song that you wrote?
Well, when you commit yourself, you know, you try to stick with it, and because I had to kind of coordinate my music career with holding down a day job, and my wife, she actually raised our children. I was not there as much as I should have been, you know, but she did a wonderful job raising our children, staying at home, being the stay home mom, you know, that deal. But a lot of things crossed my mind in the early 90s, and my wife, I'd already written some songs, but my wife said, "Won't you write me a song?" So the wheels got to turning, you know, and I put together a song. I even got lyrics in my head in the middle of the night, and I said, "I better get up and write these down before I forget them the next morning." So I did.
And here's what happened.
This is a result. I thank God for bringing us together, two hearts that beat as one and one alone. To me you are my little piece of heaven, and our life is another true love song. All these years that we have loved each other, I know the good times far outweighed the bad. Devoted wife, a loving, caring mother, and the best friend this country boy has had. So darling, take me with you when you go. I can't bear to be left here alone. You've already took my heart and soul. Darling, take me with you when you go.
You've always been my strength and inspiration. Loving you was easy from the start. But if you should go, I know that I'll stop living. If I can't be forever where you are. So darling, take me with you when you go. I can't bear to be left here alone. You've already took my heart and soul. Darling, take me with you when you go. Darling, take me with you when you go.
WGNS talks about all things local. It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10 on WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
We'll see lots of sunshine today as we climb to a high near 50. Tonight, mainly clear. Temperatures fall back to a low near 30. Lots of sunshine on Wednesday, high 54. I'm WGNS, meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now is 36 degrees.
Now's the time to spruce up your home before friends start arriving for the holidays. The place to start is Bell Furniture. My buddy, Perry Bell, over there sells first-quality name-brand furniture about half price every day. Beautiful Serta sectional sofas. Cherry dinette sets with four chairs. Half price every day with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
The Action Line, Rutherford Issues, The Morning News, Swap and Shop, The Crewman Show. We're keeping it local on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Floyd Leonard is our guest this morning. Our number is 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Knee-High. How are you today?
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Hey, Bart.
Hey.
Am I on?
You are.
I really enjoyed that song that you just now played. That's back when country was country.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I wish it... Hey, I wish it another way today.
Do what now?
I said I wish the music was still on the way today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it had a feeling to it that today's music doesn't have.
That's what I say. Country music is not that way today. It looks like it's all messed up.
Now, who's your friend in the background there?
Has he got a tape on that?
I think he does. Can you get these CDs at different places?
I've got a few left. They wasn't made to market, but I do have a few left. If you want to call me at 896-2495 later.
Hold on just a minute. Let me get a pencil.
Okay.
896.
896-2495.
2495.
Yes.
Okay. That was a pretty song, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks for calling. Have a good one. Now, you were talking earlier about your days with Gibson Guitar.
Yes.
And I understand you actually had a hand in designing
Yes, an engineer came to me not too long before I retired and said they knew I played and knew I had some good ideas, and they wanted me to write the ideas down for maybe a new guitar. I gave them the ideas I had, and they actually put it into operation. They made a prototype, and they liked it so well they put it into production in 2003, I believe it was, and it was called the Les Paul Supreme. And they gave me the first one off of the line. Beautiful guitar. And it just a design change for the Les Paul.
Interesting story that you shared just before we went on the air. The serial number, what was the?
The serial number is my birthday on the back of the headstock. They put my birth date as a serial number.
That is a real honor.
It's a real honor.
As you look back over your life, we're in the final minutes of our broadcast this morning, but as you look over your life, what stands out the most that you think, I really am proud of that?
I guess the biggest thing that I'm more proud of is my family and the talent my children have developed and displayed on stage themselves. It is a daddy's dream, you might say, to sit back and watch his children play, and I mean play well, and which they do.
Wow. Thank you for sharing all about yourself, about the memories of Murfreesboro, and taking us all back a few years to when times were more simple.
Yes.
I'm sure we had problems back then, but they didn't seem quite as serious as some of them today.
Absolutely.
Maybe we didn't take them as seriously.
Well, I think back then, things were more simple, like you say, and we didn't worry about a lot of stuff like we do today. But we made it.
I think we could learn a lot from sort of venturing back in time to those earlier years. Thank you very much for taking time to be with us. Floyd Leonard, better known as Knee High, to all those friends right here. Thank you, Floyd.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
You have a super day.